Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand from Stokes Nature Center in beautiful Logan Canyon. According to Chris Leahy, in his encyclopedic book, Birdwatcher's Companion, birdwatching refers to the regular, somewhat methodical, seeking out and observation of birds, whether for pure aesthetic pleasure or recreation, or for a more serious, quasi-scientific motive. If you are in America, the term birdwatcher is most often applied to people with a passing interest in birds, perhaps as backyard bird aficionados. In contrast, birders are people who seek out birds in a more serious and energetic manner, either to hone field identification skills or to amass an impressive life list. A life list is simply a record of all the species of birds that one has seen during his or her life. An impressive list in North America may consist of 600 to 700 birds. A person who travels internationally to see birds may have a list of 4,000 or more. Also, in my experience, the people who refer to themselves as birders seem to get up early to practice their craft. This is why I'll always be a bird watcher. The demographics of birders are interesting. A 2001 study estimates that there are 46 million birders or bird watchers, 16 years of age or older in the U.S. Within this collective group, the average person is 49 years old, has a better than average income and education, and is more likely to be female, white, and married. Among Utah residents, 27% of the population qualify as bird watchers. Utah ranks 18th among states according to percentage of residents who watch birds. Montana is first at 44%, followed by Vermont at 43%. However, 88% of the birders considered by this study were categorized as casual or backyard bird watchers. If you consider only avid birders with carefully honed identification skills and people who keep life lists, the gender balance shifts dramatically. That's why most sources consider birding a strongly male-dominated activity. In fact, birdwatching has been described to be an expression of the male hunting instinct. It has also been linked with a male tendency for systematizing, which has to do with organizing, categorizing, listing, and counting. A subset of the avid birder group is formed by twitchers. A twitcher is devoted to ticking off as many birds as possible for his or her life list. I'm told that in the UK, twitchers will appear suddenly as a flock in some remote corner of the country or someone's backyard whenever a very rare bird has been spotted, usually a migrant blowing in from Europe or North America. Twitchers use the latest in communication media, hotlines, mailing lists, e-forums, bulletin boards, and web-based databases to find out when a rare bird is in the vicinity. Then they'll use whatever means available, perhaps even a helicopter, to get there as fast as possible. Here in Utah, a twitcher might use the hotline on utahbirds.org as one source of information. Those of you who associate with birders will probably agree that they are as fascinating as the birds themselves. Here's to you, my avian-loving friends. Thanks to the Rocky Mountain Power Foundation for supporting research and development of Wild About Utah topics. For Wild About Utah and Stokes Nature Center, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.